perfectly planned, as I found out yesterday.
Okay, I'm doing one question today. Who gets it?
Jody.
So,
go ahead, Jody.
Not visiting.
No, all right, go. Let's go.
Callie was on the ice today.
Yeah, Callie's
not
out.
Quite ready.
Yeah, not ready yet.
Disappointing?
I love when you answer the questions for me. No, I'm not. Obviously, we need him in our lineup. I just feel for him because I know how much he wants to play, and it's killing him. And he's a big part of our locker room. Not only we know what he brings to us on the ice, but just having guys like him and Stammer out and with Strahl's out, that's a lot of big voices out of our room. And so hopefully he's back here soon.
Drew Enzo,
yeah.
Ben Bishop's play over the weekend when you had 3 out of 4 points, what impressed you the most, especially the long week that he had?
Well, his ability to bounce back, and we were probably not our best as a team defensively, and I truly think we left our goalies out to dry a little bit during that four-game debacle, whatever it was, and we needed somebody to help turn this around for us, and I truly believe our team really made a conscious effort to play in our own end. But ultimately, somebody's got to make some of those big saves for you, and Bish has made them. And you know, with that, we continue to put him in for the game of Carolina, and he did the same thing. So hopefully he's kind of finding his groove, which we've been used to seeing in the 3 years he's been here, and hopefully he can do that for us tonight.
First time you've had the same goalie start 3 straight games. Is that by design, or you just had a point in the season now where you feel?
Well, no, it's you lay. I guess you can lay out a plan at the beginning of the year, and you try best case scenario to follow it. But you know how things go, the ups and downs of the season. Some guys are hot, some are not. We're just going to keep going with Bish? No, it doesn't. And this could easily have been, Vasilevsky. But both these guys are in our plans. And it's been weird because we've played all these games right in a row, and now we're... now we have a couple days off, and somebody's got to play. But both these guys are going to play down in the next little while here. So don't read anything into the, because Bish is getting 3 in a row.
Loops back, we thought about the way he's played since we up here before.
Mikowski. Boy, he's a gamer. Yeah. And I think one of the things in the back end, we've got some talented players back there, but we need to be a little bit harder, and that's what he brings. And he's just one of those guys, I think the other team knows when he's on the ice, and because he will make you pay physically, and he's a right-hand shot, which is something else we've needed back there. So he's done nothing for us to pull him out of the lineup, and we're not gonna.
How will this rest help you be proactive tonight, be the instigator?
How's the rest? I don't know, because we haven't had it yet. So this will be the first time. So we'll see how that goes.
Are there elements that you?
I don't know. I watched San Jose last night, and they lost 4-2, and they'd had 5 days off. So hopefully 3 days off isn't going to be that bad.
Any pressure there, D, tonight?
Well, we got to skate, and that's one of been the mainstays and staples of our team for years. Well, since I've been here, is we got to be skating. And when we're not skating and our forecheck's not on, we're an easy team to play against. We're at our best when it feels like we got 7 guys on the ice, and that's what we have to do, is put pucks in areas where it's hard on the D. It makes it vulnerable. You make them play pucks that are on the wall, and so when you do that and you're on top of them, it doesn't matter what decor there is, it's hard to play. And so that's something we're going to have to do tonight.
7 or 60.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Come to warm-ups and you'll find out.
Wow. 6. 60. Yeah.